Música, música, y la sola bien.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to our Scarlet Letter podcast. My name is Emma Elizondo.
My name is Megan Johnson.
I'm Christian Hermes.
My name is Adam Murphy.
My name is Christy Sarkis.
And we will be talking about children's influences in the Nathaniel Hawthorne's novel, The Scarlet Letter. There are several questions that we will answer today. What makes children different from adults? How do they affect the storyline? And other such topics. So let's get started. First point, how are children more unfiltered than adults?
I think they just always, like, speak the truth and, like, whatever's on their mind because, like, since they're young, like, the first thing that comes to their mind, it comes out of their mouth without thinking before they speak.
Yeah. It's more like they have less self-control, I think. Like, adults kind of learn that, or people generally learn that as they grow up, so children kind of haven't learned that trait yet.
Wonderful answers. I would like to agree and say that children are really immature and they don't know what they want to say. So the first thing they think about, as Christy was saying, just comes out of their mouth, and they are all still developing, and their minds are still so little that they have their learning moments. So there's my answer.
Well said. Good answer. All right. Children are like mirrors almost, where they reflect and behave based on the situations around them and how others are acting. So they kind of just behave how they see others behave. They follow examples.
And they have like less experience with like knowledge too.
Mm-hmm.
And
so children basically, like what Christy said, they have less experience. They're learning from later on in life because they're younger. They're learning from their parents. And they get to learn all the older things.
Mm-hmm. Well, they learn everything from the environment they're in. So that kind of makes them more like sponges. Like they're just soaking up the information.
For example, your parents don't teach you cuss words. You learn it from wherever you're at.
Like TV shows.
Yeah, TV shows, your cousins, when they try to teach you bad words in another language.
That is a good example of how society can teach us things.
Which brings us to the next point of how do children handle situations differently from adults?
Well, as we already discussed, children have a lot less experience than adults do, so they can obviously react different in different situations. So...
Also, like, since they're young, in this generation, a lot of the kids, like, watch TV shows on their iPad or TV, and they learn, like, how to behave from that. So, like, not with all kids, but with some kids, let's say that they don't get what they want, they start crying and throwing a fit and this and this. But they have to, like, learn how to use their words and explain.
Yeah, adults don't normally cry and throw fits. Normally kids do.
Yeah, and in the Scarlet Letter, there are no TVs to watch, but there are complex situations happening at the same time. So children will watch that, and as previously mentioned, they're like sponges. They absorb. So they will absorb the situation, much like children absorb television.
Yeah.
So pretty much like, so younger kids, like, they learn, like, off of YouTube or just watching anything that would just help them out with later on in life.
Next question.
Another point to bring up would be Pearl in the book. She is a child of a complex situation, having her mother be basically exiled due to committing adultery. And Pearl reacts to this situation as
she's pretty much the product of sin.
Yeah, she's the product of sin. She's a victim in her own mind.
Mm-hmm.
but she behaves in a manner that is not appropriate for anybody to behave.
Or general children, like, at the time.
And she's basically, like, a little impish kid, as they say in the book.
Yeah. Little misbehaved.
Do you believe that all children have the capability to become like that, or just children under these specific circumstances?
I believe children always are kind of a little bit impish. Like, if they have a lot of discipline, I don't think they're going to be like that. But I do think everyone can be, like, a little bit, like, wild.
I think everybody can be wild.
Yeah.
I used to be wild, so.
Yeah, we've all had times when we were, like, just wild and crazy, and, like, we just, like, matured and grown up. So.
Yeah, that's how kids are, usually, and they'll mature later on in life.
And also, like, when you're starting to mature, you can, like, start to see it and feel it when you're thinking before you do something, or thinking before you say something, too. And I remember when I was, like, little, and I would always, like, before I would do something, I would always think, and I would be like, wow, I'm actually thinking before I do something, so.
This is a setup for the next question of, how do children differ on perspective? How do they view the situations differently?
Honestly, children don't even view their, wait, excuse me, repeat the question.
How do children view perspectives different from adults? How do they see things differently through children's eyes?
Well, they have a younger perspective. So, like we said before, they don't have as much experience. So, they probably don't know as much as what's going on, and it could affect their situation.
So, children don't know, like what Megan said, what goes on, because they are younger then, and they're learning later on from their parents. And yeah. All right.
Yeah. Children are immature and view such as an immature mindset.
They are, however, more honest than adults typically are.
As previously mentioned, they have no filter.
Yes. But that can also lead to, like, super, like, honesty. And that could be a good trait that most adults don't have. So.
The next question that we have is, how do they affect the storyline? So the storyline of the Scarlet Letter is driven by Pearl and her existence. But how do other children affect the storyline?
Well, there's the school children in the chapters of the Scarlet Letter that always seem to tease Pearl and, like, make fun of her and, like, throw rocks at her. And that can affect Pearl's life, too, and Hester, Prince. And, like, it could bring a negative impact on both their lives, which can affect the storyline.
Yeah, because, like, when you're young and you're going to school and people are, like, making fun of you and stuff, it can impact you when you grow up, because then you'll be, like, insecure about certain things, and it can, like, really affect someone's life, mm-hmm. even if it's just from a young age.
Mm-hmm. So, basically, what was the question?
Affect the storyline.
So it's pretty much that, like, the ways that children think can affect you later on in life, like the way they're insecure, or just anything that's going on, like, personally in their lives.
Back to Pearl, the way that we previously mentioned, as she's the driving force of the storyline, her existence is the whole reason that Hester has to wear the Scarlet Letter, because otherwise the adultery would not have been caught and seen by the public. Pearl is the whole reason that Hester is exiled and shunned from society, Pearl is the reason for the whole story to be happening, or mainly like the reason that it's happening, as because as I previously said, Hester would not have been caught had she not had Pearl.
That could be true. And like, with, even if Hester wasn't wearing the Scarlet Letter, like, she's constantly around Pearl. Like, she's constantly walking around with Pearl, and like, it's Pearl's like a constant symbol of the Scarlet Letter, and like, just a constant reminder to everyone.
So would you say that Pearl is the Scarlet Letter?
I believe she's, yeah, in a way, yeah.
Pearl is the Scarlet Letter in a way?
How is Pearl, like, how is Pearl the Scarlet Letter?
I think she's another form of the Scarlet Letter, like a symbol. Like, the Scarlet Letter itself is a symbol, but, like,
Pearl meant to symbolize the Scarlet Letter?
Yeah, like, she's like, one of the punishments, I think, that Pearl has.
All right. And a final question is, how are children different from adults in the story?
Well, as we mentioned before, they all obviously have younger minds and less experience, so they react way differently than adults do in most situations. But yeah, like, they're brutally honest, they are kind of unfiltered, and they,
yeah. But are they really that different? They are just kind of standing there and gawking at Pearl, while the ladies in the story were standing there gawking at Hester.
Yeah, that's a good point.
The children of the story are viewing everything kind of from Pearl's point of view, while the ladies and the adults in the story are viewing things from Hester's point of view, or at least age-wise. The children are only seeing what happens with Pearl, or what their parental figures have stated about them, about
Prince. So you're saying that the children are, like, reflecting their guardians, or, yeah, like, their superiors.
They're treating Pearl in a similar fashion to the adults treating Hester.
So children really aren't that different from the adults in this story.
They really aren't. They're just younger, and as such are a little bit more rude about it, or like upfront rudeness. The adults in the story are still very rude.
They just hide it better.
Yeah. Or it's more socially acceptable for them to behave that way towards an adult, like as a fellow adult, versus behave that way towards a child.
And like, since a adult has like a mature mind, they know like when to say something and when not to say something. So
Another fact that you can bring up is that this was during different times than today. Like, if a child was acting, like, out of line, like, they'd probably get way more punished than they would today. Like, Pearl's, like, a unique case, I guess, because she doesn't really have a father or, like, a complete family. So, like, those children who do have a complete family probably have more discipline than Pearl did.
But they still behave in a way that is not appropriate for people to be behaving.
Yeah. But that inappropriate behavior was probably just, like, reflecting their parents.
Yeah.
But they probably have, like, different manners and stuff than Pearl does.
So, yeah.
In conclusion to all of this, well, thank you for listening to our podcast.
Well, we waste a minute.
All right, guys.
Have a good one.
All right, guys.
This is thank you. Megan
signing
Johnson.
Out.
Emma Elizondo.
Abaruki.
Christian.
Christy.
And thank you for listening to our podcast. Also, I'd like for you to check me out on the SoundCloud. Abaruka Musica.
Wait. We'd also like to give our credit to
Kaylee. We also had to give credit to one of our partners, Kaylee, who was not here today.
Unfortunately, due to sickness.
She helped write some of the script and was a major part of the creation.
And gave some great ideas and questions for us to discuss and answer.
Well, guys, Enjoy my music closing out.
Thank you for listening. Bye.
Bye.